I think more contact capacity in it, more storage capacity. It's got the full color screen on it, and it's larger. Nice backlit on it. There's day and night mode. I haven't really looked at everything through the CTO software, but I know the I use CPS 2.0 for the 4550M and 5550, and I think there's like zones and a couple other features on the 5550 compared to the 45. So what they are off the top of my head, I don't know. I like it a lot better. And that's why it's in my work van, and then my 45 is in my in the Panda, you know, because I'm not in that one all the time. And then for my other radio, I mean, I like my Yaesu because there's more system fusion. I mean, that was the main deciding factor when I got another radio instead of an ICOM. That system fusion was a little bit more out there for Michigan, so I picked the Yaesu, but I'm not knocking a Kenwood or an ICOM or an Elinco. You know, I got the Elinco in my Panda, so that's that. And I got another Yaesu on its way.
W-A-R-A-T. Well, let me ask you this. I kind of like that. Who gave that nickname, the Panda? It's probably very apt and fitting. And, well, what are you getting from Yaesu? And that's kind of the other thing, too, that I'm thinking, too, is maybe you know kind of, maybe I don't want to get too much in this, but on our side of the house, some of the recent events, so I have to keep that in mind here. They're talking reduced hours, at least. So I have to see what's going to happen in the future. But what'd you get from Yaesu?